When Klein Moretti opens his eyes, he's not himself anymore, literally. Zhou Mengrui, a modern man, has somehow transmigrated into the body of Klein Moretti, a young history graduate who apparently committed suicide. In a world that resembles Victorian-era Europe, but with crucial differences. Steam technology powers everything, mysterious religions control society, and supernatural abilities exist alongside pistols and top hats. In Klein's pocket is a cryptic notebook containing the ominous message, "Everyone will die, including me," the only clue to his predecessor's fate. What begins as a simple mystery of identity theft soon spirals into something far more cosmic. This isn't just another fantasy world. It's a meticulously crafted universe where gods watch from celestial bodies, ancient conspiracies manipulate history, and the very fabric of reality hangs in precarious balance. Klein joins the Nighthawks, a secret investigation team under the Church of the Evernight Goddess, where he discovers Beyonders, individuals who gain supernatural abilities by consuming special potions. The system follows sequences from 9, lowest, to 0, godhood, with each advancement granting stronger powers. Advancing too quickly, however, risks losing control and becoming a monster. "The higher your sequence, the closer you are to madness," old Neo warns during Klein's training. "Remember that your humanity is your anchor." Klein follows the seer pathway, gaining divination and spiritual perception abilities as he advances to clown, magician, and faceless. He discovers that acting according to each sequence's nature helps digest potions faster and maintain control. Beyonders must essentially perform their powers like method actors, their personalities gradually aligning with their abilities. The world's power structure centers around 7 Orthodox churches dedicated to different deities, each controlling specific Beyonder pathways, creating a supernatural economy where potion ingredients and formulas serve as ultimate currency. During a luck enhancement ritual, Klein accidentally discovers a mysterious gray fog realm outside normal space-time. This becomes the foundation for the Tarot Club. As the Fool, Klein establishes a secret gathering where Beyonders can exchange knowledge and materials while maintaining anonymity. The club grows to include diverse members: Justice, a noblewoman; the Hanged Man, a seafarer; the Sun, a young man from the City of Silver; and the Magician, a writer and doctor. Meetings follow a ritual format with Klein at the head of a bronze table, his identity concealed by fog. During one tense meeting, Justice mentions a dark emperor vigilante targeting human traffickers in Backlands East Borough. Klein nearly chokes, realizing she's describing his own secret identity. This balance of hidden personas creates dramatic irony while providing Klein with crucial information and resources for his investigations. As Klein navigates Backlund's supernatural underworld, he develops multiple personas with remarkable depth. Klein Moretti, history graduate, base identity; Sherlock Moriarty, private detective solving supernatural cases; Gehrman Sparrow, ruthless bounty hunter feared across the Sonya Sea; Dwayne Dantes, mysterious tycoon moving in high society; and the Fool, ancient being identity in the Tarot Club. Each persona requires meticulous differentiation in wardrobes, residences, handwriting, and speech patterns. This psychological juggling gradually erodes his sense of self. "Sometimes I wonder who I really am," Klein reflects. "Am I still Zhou Mengrui, or have I become someone else? When I look in the mirror, whose eyes are looking back at me?" His identity crisis peaks when a split personality emerges, another Klein claiming to be the original Moretti, calling Zhou Mengrui a despicable transmigrator who stole his life. This struggle forces Klein to confront profound questions about his true nature and the ethics of inhabiting another's body. As Klein delves deeper into the supernatural world, the story shifts from Victorian detective mystery to cosmic horror. He discovers that great old ones and outer deities exist beyond their world, watching from celestial bodies. The barrier protecting Earth will fall in about 10 years, bringing an apocalypse even the current gods cannot prevent. In a terrifying revelation, the dark angel Sasrir explains, "The primordial one had awoken in my body. This entity created the universe, and beyonder characteristics are both gifts and curses. The higher the sequence, the closer one is to the primordial one." Klein learns about the fourth epoch when deities actively performed miracles and discovers Emperor Roselle Bustav was actually a fellow transmigrator from Earth named Huang Tao. Through Roselle's diary, Klein gains crucial insights into the world's hidden history and the coming catastrophe. The stakes fundamentally change. Klein isn't simply solving a murder or protecting himself, but is caught in a cosmic game with the fate of the entire world at stake. Despite its fantastical elements, Lord of the Mysteries offers pointed social commentary through Klein's investigations in Backlund's impoverished East Borough. These sections illuminate harsh Industrial Revolution-era realities. Child labor in factories where 8-year-olds operate dangerous machinery. Workers succumbing to industrial diseases. Extreme poverty with entire families sharing single rooms. Stark contrast between aristocratic excess and working class deprivation. Inadequate health care causing preventable deaths among the poor. Klein often quotes, "There has never been a savior when confronting these issues, recognizing that supernatural powers cannot easily remedy systemic problems." In one episode, Klein visits a match factory where children handle toxic phosphorus during 14-hour shifts. When trying to help sick child Emily, he discovers her siblings would starve without her wages, revealing how well-intentioned intervention can sometimes backfire. The supernatural elements mirror real social issues. The Wraith sequence involving child laborer spirits seeking justice parallels historical labor movements, while the devouring shadow plaguing wealthy neighborhoods shows how social problems eventually affect all classes. As Klein ascends to higher sequences, he discovers his transmigration was orchestrated by the celestial worthy of heaven and earth for blessings through events spanning millennia. The celestial worthy's titles, King of Spacetime, Beacon of Destiny, Embodiment of Sephira Castle, Dominator of the Spirit World, and Lord of the Mysteries, reveal cosmic authority. When breaching a fog barrier, Klein hears the familiar chant that triggered his transmigration, suggesting a connection to this ancient power and questioning free will in a world where gods manipulate destiny. By Volume 1's conclusion, Klein reaches Sequence 2, Miracle Invoker, becoming an angel controlling Sephira Castle. In his final confrontation with Aemon from the Blasphemer pathway, Klein proposes a dangerous wager, competing to withstand more of the Lord of the Mysteries awakening within themselves. "Compared to you," Klein tells Aemon, "I'm more willing to trust the former Lord of the Mysteries. Some things are more important than self-preservation." After defeating Aemon, Klein sacrifices himself to slumber, preventing the Lord of the Mysteries from awakening and destroying the world. Before this, he assigns missions to each Tarot Club member, ensuring his work continues. This bittersweet ending transforms Klein from confused transmigrator to cosmic guardian willing to risk everything to prevent apocalypse.